are listening to Passport Talks, a podcast on how to become a true cosmopolitan, how to travel the world without visas, create a safe haven for your family, and access top-notch education and healthcare with a second passport or residency.
Caribbean Real Estate, how your own slice of paradise can bring citizenship. Caribbean nations are excellent Plan B options, offering tax optimization, attractive business opportunities, and profitable real estate in a tropical setting. Let's explore if investing in Caribbean real estate can be a profitable endeavor and lead to a second passport. Five Caribbean countries offer citizenship by investment programs, where investors have between two and five options, with real estate being a consistent choice. The properties available for investment are government approved, ranging from villas and tourist accommodations to hotels, resorts, and yacht marinas. Investors can either buy shares or acquire full ownership. Starting at $200,000, the affordability of Caribbean real estate investments is a major draw. Notably, investors don't face additional expenses like the alien landholding license, and the minimum investment amount remains the same regardless of the number of applicants. However, state fees vary depending on whether the application is for an individual or a family. Investment costs and state fees vary across the Caribbean. Dominica requires a $200,000 investment with state fees of $75,000 for singles and $100,000 for families. Grenada's $270,000 investment comes with a flat state fee of $50,000 for all applicants. In Antigua and Barbuda, a $300,000 investment incurs state fees of $10,000 for singles and $20,000 for families. St. Lucia has a similar investment threshold of $300,000, but charges $30,000 for singles and $55,000 for families. Lastly, St. Kitts and Nevis demand a $400,000 investment with $25,000 for singles and $60,000 for families and state fees. Investing in Caribbean real estate can be profitable, with annual yields typically between 3 to 5%. Management companies often handle these properties, offering investors passive income without the hassle of managing tenants or maintenance. Additionally, the liquidity of these investments allows for reselling within 3 to 7 years to recover the initial investment. However, it's important to note some restrictions, like in Antigua and Barbuda, where a property can only be used twice in citizenship programs, or in Dominica, where investors can't buy land plots for custom builds. Always verify the legality of a property with a licensed real estate agent before proceeding. But why bother purchasing a property and obtaining citizenship in the Caribbean? Well, a Caribbean passport offers a suite of benefits that make it highly attractive. Firstly, it grants extensive travel mobility, allowing citizens to visit over 140 countries visa-free, including popular destinations like the Schengen area, the United Kingdom, Hong Kong, and Singapore. Additionally, Caribbean citizens, particularly those from Grenada, Antigua and Barbuda, and Dominica, enjoy the unique advantage of visa-free entry to China. Caribbean passport holders also benefit from streamlined processes in acquiring long-term United States visas. The B1/B2 visitor visa, for example, can be obtained in just 2 to 3 weeks and is valid for 10 years. Specifically, Grenadian citizens have the privilege of applying for the E2 investor visa, enabling them to start businesses in the United States. Financially, holding a Caribbean passport simplifies international banking. Opening accounts in European and Commonwealth banks becomes less cumbersome as compared to non-residents. The tax regime is another significant advantage, with no inheritance or capital gain taxes, and in some countries like St. Kitts and Nevis and Antigua and Barbuda, no income or property transfer taxes. Educationally, Caribbean states are members of the British Commonwealth, which provides educational grants and benefits for studying in Commonwealth countries, including the United Kingdom. Additionally, the Caribbean allows dual citizenship, meaning nationals do not need to renounce their original citizenship. This flexibility, coupled with the ability to move to the Caribbean even during closed borders, makes holding a Caribbean passport an excellent plan B for those seeking a life in these tropical paradises. Therefore, if you are willing to take the path to second citizenship in the Caribbean, here are some conditions to meet and steps to follow. Applying for Caribbean citizenship is straightforward, with no differentiation in conditions for European Union and non-European Union citizens. The primary applicant must be over 18, have no criminal record, possess a legal income, sufficient funds for investment, and be in good health. The application can include immediate family members, spouse, parents, and children under 18, along with disabled children of any age. However, rules vary by state. For instance, in Antigua and Barbuda, non-disabled adult children can be included up to age 30, while parents must be at least 55. In Dominica, the age requirement for parents is 65. Notably, siblings cannot be included in Dominica, and grandparents are not eligible in St. Kitts and Nevis. All included family members usually must be financially dependent on the investor. The process to citizenship generally spans 6 to 8 months and involves 4 key steps. Initially, a licensed agent conducts preliminary due diligence remotely and assists with document preparation, as direct applications are not accepted. Following this, the documents undergo further scrutiny by the Citizenship by Investment Unit of the chosen Caribbean country. If approved, the investor then selects a government-approved property, finalizes the investment under guidance from real estate experts. Upon fulfilling all conditions, citizenship is granted. This streamlined process ensures that investors and their families can efficiently secure their Caribbean passports. In conclusion, let's sum up. Investors can gain citizenship by investing a minimum of $200,000 in real estate in 5 Caribbean countries: Antigua and Barbuda, Grenada, Dominica, St. Kitts and Nevis, and St. Lucia. Properties can be resold in 3 to 7 years, while a Caribbean passport provides visa-free access to over 140 countries, tax optimization, and easier banking in major financial hubs. Investors can also include their family in the citizenship application, enhancing the benefits across all involved nations. That's it for this episode about how to obtain Caribbean citizenship by investing in local real estate. Visit immigrantinvest.com for detailed information or book a meeting with Immigrant Invest lawyers who can help answer tricky questions. Take the next step towards your global opportunities and secure your future with Immigrant Invest. And see you in the next episodes of Passport Talks.
You are listening to Passport Talks, a podcast on how to become a true cosmopolitan, how to travel the world without visas, create a safe haven for your family, and access top-notch education and healthcare with a second passport or residency.